Good morning, I'm Anna Palmer.
And I'm Jake Sherman.
And welcome to the Daily Punch, brought to you by Punchbowl News. It's Tuesday, March 12th, 2024. Let's get into the mix. Here are your Washington headlines of the day. Number one, the latest push to get Ukraine funding. Number two, TikTok tries its hand with senators. And number three, impeachment tracker. All right, Jake, let's get into it. We are focused once again on the effort in the House to find a way forward on Ukraine funding as Speaker Mike Johnson continues to make no promises about putting the Senate bill on the House floor. We've got some new movement here.
Movement or motion, we can't tell yet, Anna, but yes, there is some movement here. Brian Fitzpatrick, a Pennsylvania Republican who has become kind of the most outspoken Ukraine advocate among Republicans, has a discharge petition. He hasn't turned it on yet, but he has a discharge petition, and he's now trying to add things onto it to get support. So he's already added Remain in Mexico, which requires migrants to seek asylum in their country of origin is the word I'm looking for, or in Mexico. It also includes new expulsion authority. These would last for 1 year only, but he's now also saying he's going to add humanitarian aid for Gaza, for Palestinians in Gaza, which is a key demand from Democrats, and more Border Patrol funding to deal with the migrant crisis to win the Border Patrol union's support. He's also adding a provision that would allow for the seizure of Russian assets. This is another way, in his theory, to get support. He's also nodding to Trump, adding some lend lease language, that's to lease weapons and other equipment to the Ukrainians. Congress has passed that before, but it expired, and also trying to force, as part of this legislation, Joe Biden to give periodic updates, monthly updates on the strategy in Ukraine, something that Republicans have been pretty hot on for a long time. So, you know, this is not going to happen this week. Next week is government funding, and as we scooped yesterday evening, there's some talk in the House Republican leadership about trying to do FISA next week, which I don't think they're going to do, but that doesn't mean they're not talking about it. So that is where we are on Ukraine. This is a very fluid target, but basically, Anna, they don't trust Mike Johnson anymore. They don't think he's going to have any sort of, he's going to do anything proactive on Ukraine. So people are taking matters into their own hands.
Yeah, what's interesting here is, one, it's a Republican doing it, and two, you see kind of the idea of how he's trying to build a coalition, right? So you're talking about, you kind of went through and ticked off all of the things that obviously many of which don't have anything to do with Ukraine, that, you know, Fitzpatrick is looking at to try to garner support from his fellow Republicans. And as much as Johnson is trying to kind of swat this down, or any, you know, kind of discharge petition, which is obviously the natural role of the speaker, what's interesting to me here is, as time continues to expire, as, you know, members don't see leadership, or if they don't see leadership from Johnson on this issue, and there's a feeling that there's no other chance for Ukraine funding to move forward, a discharge petition could seem much more likely, right? That's kind of the Fitzpatrick argument, you know, to kind of say, hey, we've given Mike Johnson all the time. We've had this bill. He's not going to put the bill on the floor. It's time that we have to do something. And that you could see be attractive, to your point, to some Republicans and certainly Democrats who are very supportive of Ukraine funding, because they want to do this before it becomes just completely campaign season.
That's right. And the idea, just as a caveat, the idea of a discharge petition is still relatively unlikely. We've only seen it since I've been covering Congress, we've only seen it once, I guess, and that was with the Export Import Bank back in the Boehner/Paul Ryan days. I think it stretched to both speakers, if my memory serves me well. Also, very notably, campaign finance back in the early 2000s was also a discharge petition, I think, on McCain, on Shays Meehan, which was the companion bill to McCain-Feingold. So discharge petitions are very rare. They don't work. They're a big middle finger to your leadership. So, you know, let's just all take this with a grain of salt, while also saying that this would be the perfect, at least the somewhat perfect time to do it.
All right, let's run to the number two story of the morning, TikTok. We are leading Punchbowl News AM with some news this morning that officials from the FBI, DOJ, and the Office of the Director of National Intelligence will be on Capitol Hill at 1 p.m. today to give House lawmakers a classified briefing on TikTok. Of course, the hugely popular social media app. This comes as there has been massive momentum in the House to pass a bill that would effectively ban the Chinese-owned social media app from the United States unless it sold it from its current ownership. Interestingly enough, you know, TikTok moving very quickly because of this big House vote that is expected on Wednesday to shift its attention to the Senate, Jake.
Yeah, so a lot is happening. The Biden administration, you know, basically national security officials are going to be on the Hill briefing all House members this afternoon at 1 p.m. That's number one. Number two, you're right. The CEO of TikTok is going to be on the Hill trying to meet with senators. We've reported, Andrew DeSterios reported, that some people are not interested in meeting with him. That will, you know, I'm sure he will get some meetings, but let's put it this way. TikTok, this bill is going to pass in the House unless something crazy happens that I'm completely missing, which is possible. I mean, I just really don't think so. They're putting this on the floor under suspension of the rules, 2/3 majority needed for passage. This thing is going to probably get through the House. The question will be what the Senate does with it. If it goes into committee, it probably dies. If it doesn't, it probably lives. But I could see the Senate taking this thing up and tweaking it in some way, shape, or form. I think that seems somewhat possible. This bill basically requires ByteDance to divest, to sell its shares, its holdings of TikTok to, I believe, lower than 20%, or else risk not being in U.S. markets, not being in app stores, et cetera, et cetera. Anna, what do you think, like, how will TikTok, I mean, listen, there are issues that some people feel uncomfortable with the bill naming TikTok specifically. What do you think the Senate does here? And how do you think TikTok handles it?
Yeah, listen, I think when you look at these types of issues, I think to your point, it's unusual for any bill to outright name a single company. So one, it's unusual in that factor. I think the other thing that's very unusual is just the speed with which this has moved, right? Behind the scenes, there was a lot of work on it, but you have in unison, which is very rare, the Biden administration and House Republicans working on legislation in lockstep. So I think that you have to just kind of take into account that this is very unusual. For TikTok, you know, I think they were able to not kind of really face the ire in the last big tech CEO. The focus was much more on Mark Zuckerberg and Facebook and children. And so this comes, you know, I think a year ago, there was a lot of heat on TikTok and things had kind of slowed down. Like a lot of things in Washington, momentum matters. But I don't think the Senate is just going to take anything that the House does, right? So if you pass this on Wednesday in the House, you know, I sat down with Brian Schatz last night at a live event that we were hosting, and I asked him about this bill, and you know, he even acknowledged, right? It was a very senator's answer, which was basically, I haven't read the bill yet. And so as much as everyone's pressing senators, where do they stand on TikTok? Where do they stand on this bill? It would be hard for me to see them just take exactly what the House does and pass it, right? Typically, they're going to want tweaks. You know, this has been something certainly Senator Warner and others have been pushing for. There's a bunch of other bills in the Senate that name, you know, that maybe aren't go as far as this bill, but certainly are meant as a deterrent to TikTok. And I think that what you say is right, that if it goes to committee, if it's referred to committee, it probably goes because then the momentum is slowed down. The company has a really tough time here, I think, right? I mean, there's clearly a national security issue and concerns that have swayed a lot of members of Congress. They have not done a good job. And as much as they're going to have and continue to have their creators and others call up members of Congress, and the fact that this is a very popular tool in an election year, I'm not quite sure that that is going to be enough for them. If anything, the fact that former President Donald Trump has now weighed in kind of opposing this ban, even though before he had his own efforts to ban TikTok, that kind of muddies the water. I think the Trump factor is something we don't quite know yet.
Yeah, although last night, even people who were not against this bill, but observers, I would say, in the leadership who really don't care whether this passes, said they didn't think Trump was having a huge impact based on their outreach to members and their conversations that they're having. It's tough to tell. And I agree on your point that it's odd to name. It is very unusual to name directly a company, but I would say that in the Senate that there's an equal, if not greater, concern about TikTok. People basically say, I mean, let's be clear here. What people say on the Hill, opponents of TikTok, is that everyone with TikTok is walking around with Chinese spyware on their phone and giving a ton of information to the Chinese. Now, TikTok denies that, and ByteDance denies that. So I understand that's not a universally held view. I understand that, but that's what the narrative is, and that's a tough thing to overcome.
All right, let's move on to the number three story of the morning. Max Cohen continuing to cover all things impeachment for us. Former special counsel Robert Hur will testify today before the House Judiciary Committee on his report into President Joe Biden's retention of classified documents. But expect the majority of the hearing to center on Biden's fitness for office. Before we get into it, I think what's interesting about this is the fact that this hearing comes right after State of the Union, right after, you think about a week ago, and the big question was a lot around, how is Biden going to present in front of this speech that 30 million Americans watch? And I think clearly across the board, most people felt as though style points, he did what he needed to do in terms of showing vigor and showing that he still had fight in him, showing a lot of different things. And certainly 30 million people aren't going to be watching this hearing today, but another part of the Republican effort to kind of chip away at President Biden and his fitness for office.
Yeah. It's an interesting point that you make, that it's quite the quite the split screen, or the moment is very different than it was from last week. Now, Robert Hur now is no longer, this is the most, probably one of the more important things, is no longer an employee of the Justice Department, which means he is a little bit freed from the strictures and the rules that govern testimony of this nature. So Max writes, and I think he's definitely right, that there is a sense that he will focus, Robert Hur will focus on the Biden's mental acuity and sharpness and things like that, something the White House is already pushing back on and saying this is just a partisan hack who has no reason to be talking about Biden's mental fitness. He's not a psychiatrist. He's not a psychologist. He's not a neurologist. He was hired by the Justice Department to determine whether Biden mishandled classified information. He wasn't charged, etc. But this will be very watched today on Capitol Hill. This will be a very big hearing. But you're right. 30 million people aren't going to watch it. We will be watching it and covering it and writing about it, but not everybody else will be. So that's kind of the reality about this. But a big moment indeed for Biden and for the House Judiciary Committee as their impeachment effort kind of stalls out.
All right. On that note, thank you so much for listening. We appreciate it. If you like the Daily Punch, please share it on social media. Tell your friends. It's the best way for folks to find out about us. As always, you can go deeper on all these issues and more by signing up for our free morning newsletter. It hits your inbox before 6 a.m. Monday through Friday. Go to punchbowl.news. Have a great day and stay safe, everybody.